Last time on Painted Black.
Tom, what is the age of consent?
No.
He said no.
12. Real quick. Alex is like, ew, 12?
No, Tom, that is not the case. What is Someone Call the Cops for 100?
What is Grassham Field?
What is Playball, Alex?
Can I just say that Rough Riders has got to be one of the gayest names you could possibly get in your crew?
That's not true.
That sounds like it could be the name of, like, some kind of gay bed and breakfast.
Bro, he has the coolest name of Ailes. Bro, he has the coolest name of
Welcome
Ailes.
To Rough Riders.
Dude, he has the coolest name out of Ailes.
I mean, continental breakfast with complimentary sausage.
Bro, he has the coolest name out
of football.
He has the coolest name out of any of those, like
Stop, drop, and welcome to Watershop.
Stop and drop those trousers, son.
Bro, like, here, I don't know how familiar you guys are with, like,
X gonna give it to you.
I don't know how.
He's been trying to talk for like 5 minutes.
Where the hood? Where the hood? Where the hood at?
That's a comment on having foreskin.
Always funny to me. Yakety sex, baby.
That sounds like a sexual thing, though.
Gave her all yakety sex. Or would she give me the yakety sex?
No, you'd give her the sack.
No. The yakety sack is when a girl blows you so deep that she throws up on your balls. No.
I like it when she gives me the old yankety crank.
Call it yakety sack. Welcome back to the Painted Black Podcast, starring Lufa Garoa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Spring is here. You can tell because it's 150 fucking degrees in this room.
Dude, I knew you were going to fucking put that the whole thing where you guys wouldn't let me talk. I was like, it's not even that funny. They just wouldn't let me talk.
No, it was hilarious.
It's pretty funny.
We're laughing our asses off. You're sitting there like arms crossed like segment fucking blows.
Nobody wants to talk to me.
Don't talk about my boy DMX like that.
DMX is awesome, by the way.
The white guy's from Long Island talking about DMX.
Right. Hey. He's fucking not putting out music, and he's just holding people up in gas stations.
He's the only one that literally is a gangster. The boy is committed multiple felonies. He's not rapping about things he hasn't done.
The point is, his crimes are stupid.
Look, you wacky, twisted girls. How do you like him, Pete?
Anyway, Painted Black Podcast, I'm Pete. That's Brian.
Yeah, what's up?
There's Lou.
Hey.
And we got famous Dave. He had 2.5 beers, and he's already 3 sheets to the wind.
We call him Wobbly Dave.
2 3/4.
He's at bobblehead mode. Right. By the end of the episode, full-on fall-down drunk.
Hopefully.
He's already fall-down drunk. He fell up my stairs.
Only a matter of time. And then on this side of the table, we got Danny. And if you're an Asian, he didn't sell you a comic book.
Although I came very close, and they still will not accept the fact that I came close.
She was bullshitting you. She's like, you have credit card machine.
Listen, I've been telling these guys for years to get a credit card machine. We could hook it up to a cell phone, square it out.
Let's explain the scenario. Right. Asians at Comic-Con.
Do not buy things.
Buy things.
From us.
On, what was it, day 2 of Comic-Con? Brian here bet Danny here that he could not sell, Danny, by the way, expert salesman, a comic book or anything to an Asian person.
They don't want any part of it. No. Like, our comic label is called Painted Black. They don't even like that color.
What they're not telling you right now, though, is I happen to sell a lot of people their comics.
But you didn't sell no chick.
I liked it better than the Dave sales technique, which was shove the book in their face and go, buy it! What do you say we start the show proper and do the news?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Black Studios, here is the news.
Now you guys know how it works. We read, you chime in. I will never go on a cruise. Because every cruise story...
Just too damn expensive.
Well, there's that. And I don't like paying for diarrhea.
Do you get some weird seasickness where you just shoot pudding out of your ass?
Yeah. Hence our news story today. Every news story that comes out about a cruise ship is about the same thing, like a horrific outbreak on a ship of just the squirts.
That's rough. That, you know what? Being sick on the sea is the worst thing.
So more than 100 passengers spent a large part of the last 2 weeks puking and shitting at sea. This is Celebrity Cruises Infinity Ship.
Wow, that's their big one,
returned to San Diego
Now, wait, does Celebrity Cruises include celebrities on it? Or is that just like a
I think it's just a name. Yeah.
Bad news, Dustin Diamond is dead from dysentery.
He died?
No.
He's in jail
he
right now for stabbing somebody.
Cruise-level celebrity to me.
You know the new kids on the block, like, rock the cruise ships? Like, they have a concert, like... I'm sure that Donnie Wahlberg doesn't do it because I think he has a career. But the other four dudes, 100% on the cruise.
Oh, Joey McIntyre is living on a cruise ship.
I think there's another one with Jordan Knight. That guy's on the cruise, 100%.
Anyway, came back to San Diego after a 14-day cruise with 2,117 passengers with a 964-person crew. And everyone was sick, barfing and puking.
Gross. Especially Dustin Diamond.
The whole town. Poor Dustin Diamond.
Poor Screech.
Why is Screech in this?
Because he's cruise level worthy.
He's the only guy I can think of on short notice.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, that story is done. Let's go on to people with gross faces.
I'm looking at it.
We're James Almost?
Syracuse, New York. A man and his daughter have won the Guinness Book of World Record for having the largest tongues.
Weird.
I'm going to pop a picture for you guys.
Wait.
They have the largest tongues in the world. There you go. That's
Jesus Christ.
That looks fat.
A large tongue.
Are you talking about the tongues of people?
Both. They're very hefty.
Does she give a good blowjob?
She's 14.
She's, no, she does because yikes. She can suck your dick and lick your balls.
Well, they cover that in the story. Yeah. Not her.
At the same time.
Not her. Him. All right, so the widest tongue in the world previously was 3.1 inches. This guy's is bigger. They say it's bigger than a...
it's good size.
It's a 3.37-inch wide tongue, which is wider than the new iPhone 6.
That's a big-ass phone.
This guy, though, he's getting a little bit of fame for this, and he is quoted saying, I just stopped by the glove of the tongue and went up out of the top and take a picture. And also, his wife was questioned about their lovemaking, of course. And she said that they keep that on the DL.
The lovemaking, not the talking about it.
It's disgusting.
Like, he's terrible. He's got this awful tongue.
He's just holding an uncooked beef patty in his mouth.
Yeah.
He does look like he's holding a beef burger in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a ham steak.
Is that his kid next to him?
Do you think he told his daughter that?
That's his kid if that was his lover.
No, that's his kid. That's she's like 12.
It has to be genetic.
She's 12?
Right? It can't be.
I don't know how old exactly. Hold on, let me find that. 14 years old.
That's a thick bitch for 14, I'll tell you that much.
She is a champion in high school.
She's going through changes, man.
She better like sports.
No. They're already saying she could suck the color out of a marble.
I know what I'm doing with the rest of my life.
She's one of these girls that loves comics and sports and whatever guys like because she's like a cool chick. No one's going to mistake her for cuteness.
She's 100% joining the field hockey team.
Next story. Who likes game shows?
Oh, I do.
Who likes hand jobs?
Not so
much. Nah, blowjobs.
Well, you still might be interested. We got a Japanese game show.
Uh-oh.
That combines those two things.
Like, is the contestants jerking people off or getting jacked up?
The challenge is for men to sing karaoke while getting jacked off.
Wow. Do you get to choose the song, or they choose it for you?
Even if you lose, you win.
Believe it or not.
Long story short, if it's Asian, it's going to be a very dramatic song that no one's ever heard of, but it's in Chinese or Japanese or whatever they speak.
It doesn't matter. You're getting jerked off. Who cares?
Believe it or not, they don't go into in this article what songs they sing. It's more the attention's more on the
hand. The tongue. Girl, you make the booty go.
Show's hosted by actor comedian Yoshimi Tokoi.
I thought you were going to say Nick Lachey.
Nicholas Roche.
That's a rough word for him to say. Nick Roche.
Anyway, so the male contestants have to make it through a karaoke song while being manually stimulated by beautiful professional women. Meanwhile, the hosts and the hosts are in studio laughing at them when they finish. They even include close-up shots of pixelated cum on the floor.
Wow.
At the end of it.
Wow, pixelated.
Because we don't insult and like gross out anybody or anything.
So they spit on their hands or what?
It doesn't go into technique either, believe it or not. All right, enough of that. Let's do some educational news. Mm-hmm. Let's do some archaeology, some history.
It belongs in a museum.
Indiana Jones recently unearthed a very important discovery. That thing.
Big black dick.
An early dildo.
That is not an early dildo.
That is a 250-year-old dildo.
That's a dildo? Why would I add the balls? Has someone ever seen a dildo with balls on it?
So you don't lose it. Yeah. So you have a stopper.
The girls will be losing these things? Like,
look, you could get overzealous, I'm sure, and it could just pop right up there.
It's why tampons have strings.
Exactly.
If they had balls, you'd never have to worry.
You need an exit strategy.
Two cotton balls in the end? Right. It's two gross cotton balls full of blood at the end.
So people in archaeologists in, I will not pronounce it because it's a lot of consonants thrown together in a weird way.
Germany.
Gdansk.
Germany. Must be.
Germany.
Yeah. Well, Gdansk, Poland. They found it in a antique latrine, aka toilet bowl.
So they find all types of antique shit there. Antique dildos, antique jeans.
So some bitch dropped a deuce and then just decided to leave her dildo there. Like, meh.
Maybe it slipped out of her hand.
Maybe she's trying to pay it forward.
I shan't be needing this further.
All right, Blackie, you were good for me. It's time to pay it forward to the next person.
It's thick, made of leather, filled with bristles, and has a wooden tip.
Leather's not even nice to sleep on. Like
bristles? Was it a hairy dick?
Filled with bristles. I don't know if the bristles run me out.
Guaranteed not to give you an STD, though.
That's true.
Or the worst kind. You get
it could get you give you tetanus though.
Jesus Christ.
Tetanus. It's not made of metal, dick.
Could be.
Now this would either give you no STD or the worst STD, like some sort of disease that's been dead for a millennia.
Probably syphilis. Give you blood poisoning, to be honest with you.
Black plague.
Alright, so what's next here?
Alright, let's talk about Christians causing trouble.
Again?
Yeah.
High five to being a Jew.
They just keep popping their heads up.
This one's...
Yeah, these fucking Christians, they won't stay down.
First they
belong. They're like daredevil villains. They just keep getting up again.
Somebody ought to wipe them out. Right, Dave?
Maybe send them...
Absolutely.
Maybe send them to some type of camp or something.
Right? I don't know.
That's a good idea.
Maybe put it in Poland.
Dave's been looking for a solution. Maybe we a final one.
Aww. Wow. That's rough.
That is rough.
Anyway, Christians, there's a
gay bashing parade. They were about it.
No, this combines two of my favorite things: Christians and Walmart. So in Arizona, there is a Christian family called the Gavers, and they are part of the Gavers, Gavers. There's
sounds
a Y
like a,
in there.
This sounds like a gay sect,
like a gay race,
right?
He's gay and he's a giver. He's a Gaver.
Yeah, but they're a Christian acoustic band. Part of Matthew 24 Now is the name of the band, and they play outside local supermarkets. They won't do any events that involve illegal drugs or any form of promiscuity. Anyway, video surfaced this week of them outside of a Walmart brawling with fucking cops, man. There's dead people in this. Like, they shot cops.
Sex is bad, but, you know, punching people.
But fuck the popo, right?
Fine.
So the
they don't mind screwing 187 on a motherfucking cop.
I got a little video here. That you can watch. Well, it's a GIF. Let's watch the GIF. So anyway, brawl broke out.
John 3:16 says, take this to the face. Give me a hell yeah. Matthew 22 says, eat a dick.
And I shall strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I want to direct this question at Danny, because he does a lot of startup companies. Do you think I would have a market for just saying, like, you know, biblical quotes, but it's like terribly bad things, like John 3:16 says, fuck yourself, or something like that. Like, is it a bumper sticker?
I think that would be a fantastic bumper sticker.
Dude, this is a really bad idea. Not funny idea.
Really?
Oh. Should I make it funny real quick?
Matthew 22 says, eat a dick.
Look, not funny, it's not fun.
Oh, okay. So
there's no punchline here. It's lazy. It's been like Matthew 3:16. Eat a dick.
Wait.
Come up with something clever, okay, man.
Fine.
Come up with something good.
John 3:16. There's not a fourth nail in Jesus.
John 3:16. Who ate my fucking Doritos?
I like that one.
That's okay. Better. Yeah. Something completely random. That's a sucker cock.
So let me ask you.
Eat a dick.
If we sold these bumper stickers for $5, would you appreciate that?
No.
Would it be messed up if Jesus worked at Home Depot and you asked him where the nails were?
Yeah, that's awesome. See, that would be right. Nails, aisle 3.
Where's the 2x4s, kid? Eat a dick. It's still funny. You're saying it and you're mocking me, but you're like, eat a dick, and everyone is a little snickering a little bit.
It's a little lazy.
Who's donated to this motherfucker?
Final news story of the evening. Now, this is the first line of the article. Let me read it because it's a terrible joke. As a celebrity, Jennifer Lawrence has to deal with a lot of nuts, but not like this. Apparently, some asshole made a portrait of Jennifer Lawrence and peanuts.
People decide to make art out of anything. Jelly bellies, nuts, and other shit. About, and they think they're going to be big.
Do you remember Piss Christ?
I
remember Duty, Mother Mary.
Yeah, the one made of elephant duty.
Yeah.
Dude, was I like that we're saying duty.
Wow. Yeah.
No, because it was like...
That's much worse than peanuts.
See, I don't respect that because it's not like you were trying to be artistic. You were just trying to piss off people with it.
Well, this particular piece was funded by Ripley's Believe It or Not because they're out of ideas.
Not planters? Or...
It's like Ripley's Believe It or Not is called Ripley's I Definitely Believe It, Bring It Here.
Yeah.
They paid some asshole, like, hey, take a bunch of nuts and make us a photo so we have something to show.
Here's the thing. It's 78 inches tall. It's 55 inches wide. It took about 400 hours to complete.
400
Well, the guy had to painstakingly glue 10,000 peanuts onto a wooden board, and he kept eating them.
How you say? Womp womp.
If you took that to a school, you'd be arrested.
Yeah, you would. Several kids would be dead at his feet. Well, the guy's name is Mateo Blanco.
That's a good-ass name.
Punch him in the face.
That's an artist name.
Mateo Blanco.
My name is Mateo Blanco.
Great.
I work with the peanut.
He crossed the fucking border, and we're accepting this. Fuck that.
You racist.
Why peanuts? That's all.
Oh, because when they said, we want a portrait of Jennifer Lawrence, well, however you want it, go nuts. And he took it literally.
Literally nuts.
I like to think they were like, you want an opportunity to put your nuts on Jennifer Lawrence's chin?
Yes.
Then it would just be her chin.
Right.
And it would be made of photos of his scrotum.
Now, how about
if he made it out of semen? Yes, I can see that.
So I made a mistake. I went to the Jelly Belly factory one time, right?
That is a mistake.
It is. And I have not touched it since. I kid you not. But you go there. And what are they highlighting? They're highlighting the fact that people made portraits out of Jelly Bellies. Like, what the fuck?
I want to ask you one quick question.
Okay.
What was the selling point in the Jelly Belly factory that you went there?
Nothing else to do in fucking that state at all.
What state is it?
I don't
even
remember.
I imagine.
No, it wasn't Washington State.
He doesn't even remember.
It was Northwest. It was pretty fucking bad.
It's like Montana.
I'm still not getting a reason why.
Why, yeah. I was there?
Yeah.
I was because I've traveled to the United States. I jumped on random groups. And that group decided to go see Jelly Bellies. And you're like, oh my god, Jelly Bellies are awesome. And they're like, yes, this person spent like 12 years building Jelly Belly Nixon. Look at how amazing this Jelly Belly Nixon is.
And then there's the guy sitting next to it going, I wasted my life.
I'm not a crook.
And people are shoving their faces like pigs. Like, oh my god, Jelly Bellies are the most amazing things in the world.
This is the most depressing place on earth.
If I was...
Do you guys like jelly beans? Me too, not really. But you can have a lot.
Dude, that place would be wasted on me. They'd be like, yo, you want to try these jelly beans? Like, nah, I'm not even a big fan of these things. I don't know why I'm here exactly.
This sounds like he was sent from the Marshmallow Pete factory, if you ask me.
Like, show me that picture of Larry Fishburne made out of jelly beans, or shut the fuck up.
But they
that's
do
your line.
But they'll do it.
Lou, here's Larry Fishburne. Like, that's not from the Matrix.
I would love to actually have like a portrait of like just random people like Larry David, Lawrence Fishburne, John
Jelly Bellies, really?
Jelly Bellies?
Yeah.
I want like weird older actors.
Sarah Gilbert.
No. Sarah Gilbert.
That lesbian from Roseanne? Yeah.
Here's a portrait of William Forsythe.
Where'd you find plaid jelly beans to make Sarah Gilbert? All right, so what's up next here?
That's it for news. Mm-hmm. You say we all take part in a game of Balderdash.
I love it.
Yes.
All right.
Time to put your kids in your pants, now. We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash, now.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
Let's sing it one more time.
All right.
Time to put your kids in the past.
In the past, yeah.
We're about to play Balderdash.
Balderdash, yeah.
Try and have some laughs.
Have some laughs.
And now it's time to start all again.
You did not salute, man. You
failed
drink.
To salute.
You lost.
You're unfamiliar with.
I'm unfamiliar. Yes.
Should we make him drink? He already seems pretty bad.
What's
I'm
the
already
difference?
Drinking a lot.
It's my first time, and I even knew.
Wait, Dave. Are you all right?
Clearly not.
No. Let the man answer.
We'll see.
Anyone?
How you feeling, Dave?
Anyone who's thinking about leaving the podcast, you may audio listen a guy die. through alcohol poisoning.
Now, I'm going to keep drinking.
Let's check in. Dave, how many beers are you on?
I don't know. Six? Five?
Three. Lies.
No. Lies. It's more than three. Fuck you. It's more than three. Okay. I had three before
Dave,
the podcast started.
Dave, settle down. Brian? What level do you think? Is he past bobblehead?
36 ounces?
But is he bobblehead or is he post-bobblehead? Oh, you're saying he's full-on shimmy-sham.
Shimmy-sham.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play this game.
All right. Let's do the ball of dash.
All right. So, as you know, I'm going to read a series of questions you guys are going to answer.
Because he's not that great at answering them.
Well, Lou took it upon himself to make it a bit, so I'm off.
I've been waiting to play this game with you guys.
We're going to go around the table. I'm going to start with Lou.
Sure.
Lou, definition of the word Pipsisewa.
Pipsisewa. Let's see. Pipsisewa was the American Indian who basically got taken for a fool when he sold Manhattan.
For three beads and a pile of yarn.
A couple clamshells.
Like, Pipsisewa, are you sure you want to sell this?
I got this really great deal.
Right. You could take a wheelbarrow full of dirt and a couple clamshells and get Manhattan. Sure.
I sold that little island for this ball of yarn.
I like that.
That's Pipsisewa.
Dave, are you able to participate?
Maybe.
Who is, or what is, Pipsisewa?
Pipsisewa is... the guy from Great Expectations, when he didn't know what happened to him, he got fucking slammed around with this like mind game fuck, and he was like, "Say what?
That guy's good times. That guy is good times."
Okay, you can all hang up your balderdash game right now. Wow. I don't know what that was, but I loved it.
Shit,
Brian, Pipsisewa.
Pipsisewa, I'm going to have to bite off a little bit about Lou over here, but it's an ancient Indian saying for I came inside you.
Oopsie. Pipsisewa. Danny.
Okay, so unfortunately I have to go with the cats and Lou and
whatever that was that Dave yeah. said.
No, but they're on the right track, but they didn't get the true definition of it. So you got to understand, a lot of people want to discover Indian tribes, and they want to live among the land.
Let's keep this under 10 minutes.
I will. I'll keep it under 10 seconds. So when you get there, right, and you meet that hot girl, and she's into you, and you end up in a tribe, and next thing you know, you're banging her out. That morning when you wake up and you find out that that's the chief's daughter, holy shit, that's Kipsisewa. And my God, you are married at that point, and you don't even realize that's banging the chief's daughter.
Oh, you are sexing my daughter?
Yeah.
See, that's untold story of Dances with Wolves. It's like, oh, fuck, did I just Pipsisewa?
Yeah, and it took you 3 fucking hours to do it.
Perhaps next time you stay off the fire water. All right, that's a toughie. That's a tough one. I'm going to go... I don't want to give Dave that point because I don't know what he was talking about, but I loved it. I'm going to go with Lou because you all bit off Lou.
Excellent.
The correct answer for the record is it's an herb used to break up bladder stones.
Nice.
What the hell's a bladder
damn
stone?
Damn STDs.
It's like a kidney stone?
Yeah, but in your bladder. David?
Huh?
You with us?
Not really.
Well, can you muster enough energy to tell me who Ben Seif is?
Ben Seif?
Ben Seif.
Ben Seif is the Indian Ben Stiller. Clearly.
He's the Indian who makes shitty movies nobody likes?
Yeah. Zoolander was awesome.
Why are we railing on the Indians right now?
No, I think he means the dot kind.
You were dot, not woo-woo?
Well, first of all, tell me, guys, we've been woo-woo for a minute, right? Yes. I was talking about the woo-woo.
We were all on woo-woo.
Yeah, he's talking about magic carpet rides and shit.
No, that's Aladdin bullshit.
Oh, not stinky.
A little more farther east.
Not 7-Eleven gas station ones, but the woo-woo totem pole ones.
Woo-woo casinos.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, no.
Dave?
Indian from India.
He's talking Bollywood.
Yeah,
that. Yes. Those, right?
Yeah.
Brian.
What's the guy's name again?
Ben Seif.
Ben Seif? Didn't they try to win that motherfucker's money?
I got that. I like that. Danny?
So that time you're having sex with the girl and you hit a queef and she looks at you and she's like, oh shit, Seifa. And you're like, Ben who? And you're trying to figure out who she banged and she's trying to figure out what that sound is. And you're just like, Pipsisewa. And you're like, yes.
It is okay.
Time out. We're talking about Ben Seif, right?
Yeah.
It's okay. It happens during sex. Just because you yelled it out many times.
That's a man, son.
Ben Seif, like, what are you talking about? Oh, are you saying Ben Seif, and then you're like, did you queef?
Is that weird? Just because a person makes that sound doesn't mean you have to bring it up with the way you did.
She's talking to you.
Lou, who is Ben Seif?
Ben Seif.
John Leguizamo.
The fact that he's still on, you're doing it wrong.
Ben Seif is John Leguizamo. That is true.
Christ. I don't know. Ben Seif. I'm going to say Ben Seif was the Iron Sheik's true identity. He was...
I fucking suplex you! I put you in the camel clutch! I break your fucking back!
It was Iron Ben Sheik.
I cut you!
Then he takes off the fucking whatever you call it, and he's... Yeah. I'm Ben Seif.
Iron Ben Sheik.
I cut you. Iron Ben Seif.
I'm going to give Dave a point because he's really trying.
I am.
And I admire it. He was actually a barber in Venice, California, who had a headache for 26 years, but never once called in sick.
I would have shot myself.
Brian, you ready?
Yeah, I'm all ready, man. Let's do it.
What does EIG stand for?
EIG?
EIG.
Eating intense gourds.
Is that like when you get some really mutant pumpkin?
Big fucking pumpkin.
Big fucking pumpkin. It's
like, you eat my pumpkin. Oh, no!
Is that an acorn squash? No!
EIG. EIG stands for Edible International Gonads.
That's kind of clever for a guy in his state. Edible International Gonads. Better than the domestic.
Yeah.
Danny and Lou, it's up to you. Geez. Are we passing? Are we giving up here?
This is bad.
I don't know. I think EIG, maybe when you're really horny, you're EIG. Like, you're extra into girls.
No. Really? I don't have to. Yeah, not, I don't have to. Say
I'm not just
EIG.
Horny.
Yeah, don't make Danny EIG.
I'm pretty sure
he's already girl.
He's months. Already EIG.
Amen. I am. Wait till we talk about that later on.
Do you have an answer, by the way?
Enlarged intestines for giants. It's weak as shit.
It's like IBS for giants?
Yes, they shit all the time.
That's just... not funny. That's actually a really big
intestinal.
Problem.
Giant. I've done the. The 5K for them.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are raising money for these giants who...
Andre the Giant died of that shit, bro. Yeah.
I know.
I'm going to give that point...
Do you like a peanut?
...to Brian. Brian gets the point for his fucking gourds.
What was it?
Big, thick gourds.
Weak.
It actually is the elephant interest group, if anybody was interested.
I bet you the founding members were Sharon Lowe's and Bram.
Very interested in elephants.
Skidmore rinky dinky dink.
I cannot believe you bring them up. They shoot elephants. It's kind of rough.
Fuck you, they shoot elephants. That's against everything they stood for.
No.
They're Lois and Bram?
They're a group that fucking kills elephants.
That's not like eating chicken or meat. It's like you shoot elephants, you definitely go out of your way to do it.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you walk into their houses and elephants are on their walls because they shot them dead. That's that group.
I can't even... start to think that that's the case because
is he talking about Sharon Lois and Bram or the elephant interest group?
I'm thinking about Sharon Lois and Bram.
No, the elephant show.
Oh, the elephant interest. Oh, they're poachers. Please isolate that and send it to me for a ringtone.
I will try.
No, I thought you were talking about Sharon Lois and Bram. There's no way you go in their house. All right. It's elephant husks.
This whole thing is dumb, so we're gonna move on to the next round.
I'm gonna win this round,
Danny.
Yes,
you started off.
Please
describe the plot of the film Little Cigars.
Okay, so in the beginning, there are two midgets that have been picked on their whole lives. And at a young age, it is a really sad story. At 5 and 7, because of their ages, they are picked on and picked on. And then at one point, they are considered suicidal. And they sit there in a room together and they state to each other, hey, do you want to kill each other? Fuck you, asshole. Shit, I thought I was going good with the midgets. Little Cigars? What the fuck?
He's like, this is gold. And I keep saying midgets.
I thought you could win
with midgets. Next.
They like to be referred to as little people.
Yeah, really? When was the last time you talked to a midget?
Oh, never. I don't like those people. They buy young boy jeans and child shoes. I can't get down.
Lou.
Yes.
Little Cigars.
Little Cigars.
Don't fuck with the little people.
I've seen this movie.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
Porno.
What was it about?
It's an adult film. It's Italian themed. It's a bunch of Italian porn stars, little cocks. It's a blowjob movie. It's like, hey, you gonna smoke this little cigar or what?
Oh!
Right.
Oh. All right, David. I can't wait.
This is why we wear so much cologne and jewelry. We're overcompensating.
First of all, just you guys mixed up the Italians. You got us mixed up with, like, Eastern European people. We're not, like, drenched in Draco Noir with fucking, like...
I like your gold chain, bro. David!
The fact is, I'm the only one that openly called them midgets right now.
Midget, dwarf, whatever. Is there a derogatory name for midgets that's more offensive than midget?
No.
Fucking floor niggas.
Oh!
David.
Oh!
Little damn. Cigars.
Sky watches.
Little Cigars is a movie about people that are just smoking cigarettes because that's all little cigars are. It's just cigarettes.
I love your drunk David, logic on it.
David, I love you, man.
We're smoking a cigar.
I feel like
after.
I should tell you now because you may not make it to the evening.
I won't.
Little Cigars is the Cuban version of Peanuts.
What is that?
This little cigar. It's just like, you know, little Fidel, and then like, what's the girl who takes the football away?
Instead of Charlie Brown, it's Carlos Cafe.
And who's the girl who takes the football away?
Lucy.
She takes a soccer ball away. Everyone's smoking a stogie. Her name's not Lucy, it's Lucinda.
She pulls the soccer ball and she says, El Comandante would not want you to have it.
Oh, Castro.
Lucienita.
He's done.
And they all dance like
to ranchero music.
Yes.
And then they eat their paellas and their black beans and rice.
Yeah, so it's the Cuban version of
Brian
peanuts.
Earns the point. Cuban peanuts.
Damn it.
I like that one quite a bit. Little Cigars is actually a gang of little people get into trouble in this short comedy adventure. I will give Danny the accuracy point.
Yes, thank you.
That he did say midget about 40 times. Although his sounded like a hard-hitting drama about suicide. Well, this is a wacky comedy adventure.
Okay, well, guess what? SVU, midgets survive this death of rain.
You said SVU, and you did not fulfill on that anagram.
All right, so what's up with Louie?
In South Carolina,
yeah,
it is unlawful to crawl.
I don't know. It's unlawful to crawl in a bouncy castle. You gotta get the fuck out of there.
It's
quick.
You know, that's dangerous.
Why are you in there with young children?
You're
gonna be in there.
He was blending in, bro.
if you're gonna be in there, fucking bounce around. Don't crawl.
If Lou shaves, he can pass for 9, maybe.
I get my cap with the propeller on top, and
dude,
hello, fellow children.
For the people at home, Lou looks like when the Burger King kid grew up.
I get my propeller hat and my bib, and I'm like, I'm only 6 and a half years old.
Then it spins.
Alright, Dave.
It's unlawful to crawl to North Carolina because anyone in North
Carolina. Damn it.
Wow.
That's an excellent
I don't
answer.
Know why that was funny. It's genius in its simplicity.
That's why.
Brian.
Repeat the question again.
In South Carolina, it is unlawful to crawl
without your shirt in the air like a helicopter. Come on, Ariza. All right.
That's a reference I'm not getting.
Wasted on white people. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
Come on, Ariza. Put your hand. All right. You don't know this rap song? It's a rap song, everybody at home who probably knows.
I don't listen to hip hop.
He does not.
I'll just say, as a white guy, Dave, stay over there and blend in with that sheetrock.
Dave hears hip hop, he crosses the street.
I'm hidden inside the white wall.
Danny.
Okay.
South Carolina, unlawful to crawl.
It is unlawful to crawl unless you know how to do a pup crawl. And you have to do it southern style.
The correct answer is it's actually illegal to crawl around a public sewer without government approval.
It's like a Charlie Day rule.
I'm sorry, Dave gets that point because the North Carolina... He sounded so sad.
You can't crawl to North Carolina.
They believe you. Really? I've tried.
It just made me jump.
I drank 3 beers, tried to crawl there. Couldn't do it.
Dave, you start
he's
this
our
round.
Hero.
All right, Dave starts the round. I like that.
Right. He don't even know where he's at.
I try.
You start the round, buddy. What is...
Make no promises.
A hawse hole.
What?
A hawse hole.
Hawse hole?
H-A-W-S-E-H-O-L-E. Hawse hole.
What? I don't know. It's some fucking hawse's pussy. Because it's a hole.
You heard it. The pussy of a hawse.
It's a hillbilly glory hole, and it's right in like through a trough. It's like
I'm sorry.
Pigs blow you.
That's a hoss hole.
I like it.
Okay.
A hawse hole? I actually believe that that's a thing.
No, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
It's like some sow blows you. One way or another, a sow blows
something
you.
Something sucking on yeah. that thing. Mm-hmm. Danny, what is a hawse hole?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the girl that makes me spend more than $100 on a date last night just to get to know her.
She is a hawse hole.
She is a hawse hole.
I gotta say, fuck that bitch.
And she's a hawse hole. This is tough.
You've had ample time to think?
Yeah, yeah.
Hawse hole?
Hawse hole. I've got nothing.
No, I got
mine.
Hawse hole is...
That's so easy, bitch.
Is the place that you have to pay the troll toll to get into.
The boy's hole?
What do you have to pay
you
for?
You have
shit?
To pay the hoss hole.
To get inside that boy's hole?
The troll toll to get into the hoss hole.
You gotta pay the hoss
hole. Where you
get
the boy's hole.
Yes.
What's the answer to it?
The correct answer is a place on a ship in which the anchor cable passes through, which is close enough to me for Brian.
Wait, he gets a point for right?
No. How do I get the point? Who got the point?
Brian gets the point because I found his to be the closest to what I picture a hawse hole to be. He's getting his dick slobbed through a hole in a trough.
Look, you gotta fuck some lower-class pigs like I do.
Also,
you're in Long Island. It costs a lot more than what I got.
Very un-Jewish of you.
I know, you're breaking character.
Right, man. You gotta go touch.
Nice.
Brian?
Do hoss.
Yes.
Round starts with you. Who is Tony Perner?
Tony Perner? He invented drywall, man. But guy's boring as fuck.
Damn.
Tony Perner, inventor of drywall.
Chalky.
On his,
some chalky motherfucker.
On his tombstone it says, boring as fuck. Chalky motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Danny. Tony Perner.
So Tony Perner is the girl that every guy wants, that they dream about, and they don't want that person, and that's the person they hold you to. And then they get to meet you, and they realize, guess what? You are not holding up to it.
So Tony Perser is your white whale, like the one you're going after.
It could be a black male.
How many?
Indian male?
White whale.
It could be a black male.
It could be
Moby Dick, sir.
It's the orgasm that's going to run you wild.
Anyway, Lou?
Tony Perner?
Tony Perner.
Okay, Tony Perner. Is that nigga who made Soul Glow.
That's Tony Permer.
Exactly.
That's his brother. Right? Dave, who's Tony Perner?
Tony Perner is Tony Danza's retarded brother.
He's even more Italian than Tony Danza.
Definitely not the boss.
I'm giving Lou that point. I like the Soul Glow. Tony Perner. He was the man who was hit by a plane while mooning the pilot. Okay.
Oh, man.
Whoever's turn it is, what do the initials, DB... DS stand for?
Say it again.
DBDS.
Brian,
to you.
Dirtbag dick sucker.
Dirtbag dick sucker. Mm-hmm. Is that where you go when you go to a hawse hole? You get a dirtbag dick sucker?
Nah, it's some guy, though. Dickhead. Hate him.
What is it? DB?
DS. David.
I don't fucking know.
That wasn't the anagram of that.
Bah.
Wait, I actually like that one.
He's the front runner, I hate to tell you.
He's blind drunk.
I'm going to say doing the butt of
where's
dumpy
the e?
Sluts.
Doing
where's
the butt e?
Of it's DB. DS.
DB. Doing the butt what? Of dumpy sluts.
Not bad. Still, I don't know if it edges up.
It's like, should I go DBDS or should I go to
so
the hospital?
DBDS?
DB.
I'm in a desperate kind of mood.
Hold on. Doing bitches drunkenly stupid.
I'm going with blah.
Yeah, it's a blah thing.
Actually, I'm going to split that point because I really like lose as well.
Fucking.
Doing that butt.
Hashtag no loop.
You could play in the butthole or I could just say it live like I just did. In the butthole. In the butthole.
In the butthole.
All right, so what's up next? We got one more or two more.
The correct answer for that, duffel bag delivery system, it says.
Duffel bag.
I believe it's called a typo on the card.
That's where Bryan Cranston hid his money.
Duffel bag. We got two more.
Yeah, what's up?
Movie. What is the plot of Wannabes?
Lou.
Wannabes is the sequel to B Movie. Only instead of a bunch of white dudes, it's like the Wayans brothers.
That's Joe Wannabes.
And instead of going on an adventure, they're just stinging niggas.
I like that. All right, that's the one to beat. Come on. Anybody want a bees?
I got it.
Danny? It's about this chick.
I'm going to switch it up real quick. You ready?
About this dude.
Exactly. The plot of Wannabes is the story of Staten Island and how it was formed. Welcome to Staten Island.
Wannabes, the Staten Island story. Not bad.
Basically, it was the first title for the Spice World movie. It was just Wannabes. If you want to be my lover.
Dave, if you want to participate, nod once. If you don't, shake your head. Just that's
say
a shake. That's
just
a shake.
Say Jake Gyllenhaal and you're good.
Too drunk.
Staten Island for the win.
The correct answer to female tag team wrestlers stumble upon strange experiments to create mutant monsters. I want to see this movie.
Oh, shiver me timbers.
I met those girls on Staten Island.
I know you're rooting for Staten Island, but Joanna Bees, come on, that's Lou. Final question.
Last one.
In the state of Arkansas, it's against the law to say...
I think we started Dave, but he's out, right?
Yeah, go for it. Start it, Lou.
No, I started last one.
Okay, start it, Cass.
Dave, say a word. Any word.
Say you're a Democrat, probably.
Fair enough. Say you're a Democrat. That's an answer.
Can you repeat the...
In the state of Arkansas, it's against the law to say...
That you did not have sexual relations with that lady.
Not bad, sir. I like that.
That is good.
What was it?
Danny or Lou?
He's doing Bill Clinton.
In the state of Arkansas, it's illegal to say that the North won. They don't take kindly to that.
Danny?
In the state of Arkansas... It is inappropriate to say, listen, I fucked my cousin's sister because she's a better lay than you.
Ooh. That's downright offensive.
It's against the law to drop the gauntlet like that. Now we have a problem.
What happened?
I've tallied the points and we got a tie.
Who?
In fourth place, we got Danny with one.
Damn.
Second place, we got Dave with three, and we got a Lou, Brian, Ty, both at four.
Let's do a rando.
Rando card time.
Rando card.
Tiebreaker. Lou? Brian? What is Schwab tea?
Schwab tea?
Schwab tea.
It's my dude at 7-Eleven.
Oh, by the way, in...
You're not supposed to be realistic.
In the state of Arkansas, it's against the law to say the word Arkansas incorrectly.
How could you possibly
Arkansas.
Say...
Arkansas
is...
Drunk Dave for the win.
Okay, so Schwab tea is your 7-Eleven guy. Lou?
Schwab tea. The act of swinging your nuts like a pendulum and just schwacking some guy right in the eye.
And the old schwabty. I'm seeing fingers pointed at Brian. I got inclined to agree. Brian wins the balderdash
game. Yeah.
That was a tight run race. Everyone has to pee. Yeah. We're taking a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile, keeps us moving along. So thank you guys, and enjoy the rest of the show.
And this is Damian Cross, the host of The Offensive Line.
If you're not listening to the podcast, this is what you're missing.
We're going to go over our weeks first. Who's got an interesting week?
Okay, well, I can start it off by saying that me and Zach had a wonderful, interesting week.
He fucking Bill Cosby'd me.
I did not Bill Cosby, you son of a bitch. Okay, so this is the deal. So every time Zach hangs out with me, he passes out fucking drunk. And then it's supposed to be my fault.
It's
so.
Only when I hang out with you. So no. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame you.
Okay, so like, I'm driving him off to work and everything. Everything like that is like, that never happens to me. He always tells me that. It's like, I'd never get that way. I'm like, okay, fine. If you're drunk, you're just a fucking drunk. I don't care, dude. You know, just you're still a good co-host and friend.
It's you, man. I swear, dude.
That's
like, I drink, but I never like. I mean, back in the day, yeah, but like you know, lately and like this whole year, like I don't get like that anymore.
I know what it is. It's roofies.
Yeah.
So why not? So you're not gonna even take my side on this?
No, you like the tougher guys. That's why you like Zach.
How
you don't
dare
like
you?
Me.
You like the ruggedness.
No, yeah. No,
because so, I notice you only hang out with me when I have a beard.
Whatever. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and go to our website at utterlyoffensive.com.
That's our good buddies, Offensive Line Podcast. Check them out. They've been good to us.
Yeah, they repped us. They actually have two shows. They have like one that's an offshoot where it's just a black man doing his own thing called Darkest Hour.
I was the like, you Dark know Knight.
Let me give this a chance and see what they got. And they played our ad and were repping us like pretty good.
Well, I don't know if we should mention, but there was talk earlier of a little crossover thing.
We'll get to that.
I want to keep this window open, but there was a dog outside the window that's just looking up at the window going. Can you train your dog? Brian got a new dog.
Yeah.
Pitbull. Mm-hmm. To murder that dog.
Of course. My dog is bred with the blood of lesser dogs in its like taste glands, you know?
It was weaned on the blood of lesser dogs.
Shih Tzus, Yorkies, Chipoodles, I don't know, all types of
anything
hybrid.
Anything with doodle in
it. Pugs.
Yeah. Labradoodles and...
And Brian's own teeth.
You got it.
God, I walked in the house.
Did I tell that story?
Got weird.
I did. You did tell that story.
Yeah, man. I was sitting with my shirt on, and you know, she's just laying on me, you know, licking my arm, and then all of a sudden, watching TV, and all of a sudden, she's just like lick, 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 and then she just bit my nipple hard. She's like, argh, argh.
She got confused by your substantial man titty.
Oh yeah. She thought she was going to get a little bit of like milk. Nah, she just got Brian going, ah, and slapping her.
But I just wanted to feed.
Like, sorry, baby. I got killed for you. Leave my titty alone.
All right. Before we get started on stupid people, Danny, you had a question for the room?
Okay. So we were talking about this earlier. Sometimes you find yourself with a friend, male, and you're out, and you meet a female. And that female wants to get it on with you and the two males. And what ends up happening? You end up in an Eiffel Tower situation.
Raise your hand if this has happened to you. Brian gave a half-ass like...
Nah, so...
Kinda.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Exactly. But
does it count if I'm banging Justin and EJ's watching?
Exactly, but...
Talking about three dudes here? What's good?
As a male, you're like, okay, you know what? I got my buddy and we just met this girl.
The devil's three-way.
And that's what he keeps calling it, the devil's three-way. But
well, that's what it's called. The two dudes and a chick is the devil's
three-way. Really? And I've never heard it.
No, but the Eiffel Tower is literally, is not the act of a threesome with two dudes and a chick. It's just you high-fiving over her.
Yes.
So the main goal...
Also known as the wobbly eight.
As two guys, you just talked a girl into getting naked... And one guy's going to receive the head, one guy's going to pound, and then over her, you do a high five.
Here's my question,
that's
though.
That's what the Eiffel Tower is.
Like, it's totally hetero because there's a chick there, right? But is it gay if you both go on one end?
Here's the problem.
Why would you go on one end?
Just like
that's
the mouth.
Porno style.
Okay,
dude.
So
that's
you
a
ready?
Piece
he's
not,
he's not, talking about double penetration.
Okay, so let me touch that real
and
quick.
And the tray.
Not many... Not many people understand
you
the class
that
style.
Up a bit.
Exactly.
If I was in the act of
go for it.
Double penetra, as we call it.
Go for it.
Well, what's the question? What is the...
So, would you Eiffel Tower?
Bucket list, yo.
Yes.
Are you saying within those in this room?
Okay, question. So me and Pete, I thought we would definitely do it.
Nope.
I figured me and Pete would...
There might not even have been a bitch involved, but yeah.
No, there always has to be a bitch
involved. To get naked and high five.
You want to high five dicks, bro?
But I figured one of these motherfuckers that I'm sitting in the room with, I would find naked with another girl and we would high five each other while we're doing sexual acts with.
Nope. I feel like the high five has to be natural. It can't be, like, forced. Like... You both can't just get it in and then expect the high five.
You can't go in with the premeditated notion that we're going to Eiffel Tower.
You got to be killing it, look each other in the eye, see that twinkle, and be like,
we are doing so good right now. Boom.
That's when the high five
happens. So the real question is, how many times have you been with another guy and the girl's like, wow, I'm feeling both of you. I'm going to get naked and I'm going to have fun.
I'm
going to
tell you the truth, Danny. Never.
Exactly.
That's a fat zero for
me. It's never happened to me because
okay, so
my friends
are
really
zeros.
Lame, you know? It's just, they didn't.
No, so you're expressing interest? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's not expressing interest. It's your
I'm very baffled at the question.
What
here.
Is your opportunity?
Yeah,
Lou,
what is the question?
What are you asking us?
So, guess what?
Focus, man.
Because I think it started as, would you Eiffel Tower to, like, have you ever been in a situation?
To, do you guys want to do this? Like,
yeah.
For reals?
Yeah.
So, you're ready for this. All the listeners out there. We all know that Lou has a wife at this point, right? Yeah. Brian has a girlfriend that might free flow on different areas of life. It depends.
He's proposing shit.
It's pretty black.
That's what's happening right now.
Listen, shit happens.
I think it's committed. We can say it's committed, right?
He's like, is it?
He's like, Lou, you're married.
I don't know. He told him,
let's get drunk and see what happens.
Hold on. He did talk about an Indian chick. If I throw an Indian chick, he might end up in the Eiffel Tower.
Lou, you want to swap? What's good?
Exactly. So then there's Pete. And unfortunately, me and Pete ended up in a weird situation
now,
a while
ago. I don't like you saying that with all that preface going on.
Okay, so tell the story then.
Their dicks kissed.
Yeah. We kind of told that story prior. We were at Comic-Con, post-Comic-Con. We all had a little after party for a friend's birthday at a bar.
It was cats.
Me and you met a couple of ladies.
We did.
We ended up going back to said lady's house.
We did.
Your chick fell asleep on you.
That she was a bitch.
You showed up into the kitchen where I was with my lady.
She wasn't going to sleep
and
so
you,
well.
You made yourself very known. Right, and we're like, hey, whose spot needs to get blown up?
So one
time.
Time.
Let me actually just bring the question, right?
Yes, go for
it. All right, let's just say you meet some chick and everyone's feeling everybody, and she just says you blatantly, hey, look, I want to fuck both of you. And you two look at each other and like, what do you? Are you down with it or not?
Oh, that's seed. Now we're at the question.
See, so unfortunately,
Danny, I want you to answer that.
I
question.
Will, because unfortunately, a girl doesn't do that though.
What? No, but hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical question.
Yes, yeah. I would fuck a girl from it depends what hole, and I would put my hand up an Eiffel Tower.
Quick question: front or back? Preference?
I don't give a shit.
Follow up? No.
Exactly.
I want the front. Yeah, I want to sit on the couch, just get a blowjob.
You don't want to do
keep
any work.
Keep it simple.
You're like, I'm kind of lazy like that. Mm-hmm.
I happen to find myself about 2 months ago, right?
Here it comes.
And, you know, it's me and a buddy, and we got this chick, and, you know, he's making out with her, and I'm making out with her, and shit happens. Ooh. And then it comes down to, yeah, see, Pete's like, yeah, what world
weird.
Are we living in?
No, this is just weird, where you're like, yo, dude, well, let's get in on this. Yeah. Like...
But I feel the better question is, out of the people in this room, who would you fucking Eiffel Tower a girl with? Just go around the room. If you had to pick it, you had to do
all right,
it.
Yeah,
I have to
pick?
Choose one?
I have to choose one person.
I don't know. I got two. I got a kindred spirit in the room. I got a deep soul spirit
who
guy
wants
in
to,
the
who
room.
Who wants to start?
Lou.
I'm going to say if I had to pick one of you guys,
yes.
You'd probably be Brian.
Wow.
Why is that?
Okay.
Because he's the guy who's going to bring in the funny. And you need to break the ice.
There's a lot of icebreakers going on with the double team when you look at your boy.
Especially if you're gonna make physical contact. You gotta know that it's not sexual.
It's like a little patty cake.
It's just
who would take
you slap her back. It's like
yeah.
Boom. Who would take it the front and the back between you two?
I told you
well,
I hit the front.
He called front, so
you're up next, sir.
I want to say it to Lou because I think he'd be a good icebreaker too.
Yeah.
I feel like, I just feel that like, you know, I'd be sitting there and then I'd be about to come and then I'd be like looking at Lou. I'd be like, yeah, Lou is a natural come the deterrent.
I'm okay with that.
Some people think of baseball. I think of Lou. It's like,
not sure how I feel about that one, but.
Oh, time out. I'm about to. Lou. All right, I'm good. Let's go, baby. Let's
I can see right. If like I was there and you saw my nasty, sweaty body, you'd be like, ugh.
No, but
all right, I'm good for a minute.
So far,
he's talking just, about wait, like wait. Everyday experience.
Just to keep tally. But, just so okay. Keep a tally. So far, Brian and Lou have voted for each other.
So I have to, at this point, vote for Pete. The reason why I have to vote for Pete in
sexy?
Regard-
I know.
No, not even. You know what, ladies out there?
It's the hog.
I will tell you right now.
You seem like the least threatening. He's just,
ladies, if
I
you...
get it. Milk toast. I know.
So there's a reason why I picked Pete. I would Eiffel Tower Pete because unfortunately one night me and Pete.
Whoa! Very poor choice of words.
So tell me, what other guy in here would you Eiffel Tower him with? Because still, if it's me, I'm taking the front.
Yeah, you gotta.
I would actually enjoy Pete blowing me because his
really?
His chin beard would take my balls.
Just for you, I'm shaving it down to
exactly.
Sharp, harsh stubble.
You're not a giving lover.
It's time
fantastic
for
when I say this.
It's time for right. Pete to answer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Go right. For it, Pete.
Danny,
yum yes. A dum dum.
Holy shit!
Why are we taking a bitch name?
Danny,
go for it,
Danny. I appreciate the sentiment, but I am wildly disturbed by everything that just came out
he
of your
would
mouth.
Not take me in the fucking Eiffel Tower.
Right, you got us as the original Bang Bros, right? Like, we're driving around in a filthy van.
So Pete, who would you pick in here if you had to do it?
Oh, I'm sorry, dude.
Wow.
Lou, for one simple reason. He's going to bring the funny. Mm. At some point, we're going to be double-teaming the girl, and he's going to flip into old-timey talk. And it's going to be great.
I probably would.
What How do we muscle talk? Ourselves into old, into her pantaloons?
Hold on, let's do it. What is tiny talk?
You know, it's like...
I don't.
Like, you get started.
Please, tell me.
And it's like...
Go to this week.
Welcome to the Pete and Lou Bang Bro Saloon.
It's 1918. Guess what's just been built? The Eiffel Tower. That's right.
Bitch, you ever gagged on nuts before? Whoa.
Oh, stay on your side of the Rhine, Peter.
I'll paint down a line down this room. You take yours, I take mine. Taste my snowballs, lady.
High five.
Maple leaf rag. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to get a taste of her dirigibles.
All right, so we answered the question. So Lou is the most Eiffel Tower-ish.
Everybody, Lou is... He's your threesome partner.
He is.
Yeah, man. If you had to do a threesome, Lou's the least threatening...
And Lou, I'll leave it to a rock, paper, scissor.
It'll be a Donnybrook.
All right, Lou seems to be caught off guard by this conversation.
All right, man, so you move on to...
You both want the front? It's a game of fisticuffs.
Oh, you're playing swords now?
You took my word, Donnybrook. Oh, should we mention, by the way, the Dave ones. Is dead?
Oh. Dave did die.
Dave literally got raptured. Yeah. Nah, just kidding. He's Jewish. He's drunk on the couch.
That doesn't happen to no.
Fuck you guys. There's still a Jew in the room.
Of course there's. You didn't get raptured.
Yeah, you didn't get raptured. The rest of us atheists and a Jew. Three atheists and a Jew. Guess who got raptured?
All right, so we're going to move on to a little stupid.
Let's do some stupid people.
Stupid people.
While we're talking about deviant sex, this is a good place to start. And yeah, hook me up with one of them beers. One of them that killed Dave, please.
Oh, you want a three beer bad guy, do you?
I've drank about...
Fourth beer, you're dead.
Seven or eight of them. Still operating.
I don't even use alcohol in these things, man. This is good old water.
It's like a good lemon water. Anyway, so we were just talking about deviant sex. So this is a good place to start. Mm-hmm. So you ever like accidentally send a picture to somebody you don't want to send a picture to?
No, never.
No? Never happened? Cell phone incident?
No.
Well, you've had a girlfriend since the advent of smartphones, Lou. You've been married. Danny, you're the guy for this question.
Yeah.
You ever do that? Snapchat?
I do Snapchat. Our conversation tonight.
We heard all about your 18 and under 18 Snapchat. And under.
So tonight.
Snapchat anyway. Is called Barely Illegal.
Anyway, a lady in England got a rude awakening. She got a really bad missed message, like, from her boyfriend. Her boyfriend was home and accidentally sent him a short video of him fucking their dog.
You know what? Let me see what that butt's about.
Nice play.
What kind of dog was it?
A 10-month-old Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Oh, it's a 10-month-old?
Hold on. Yeah. Wait.
This is pet pederasty.
Wait.
My fan.
You're going to ask what type of dog it is?
It kind of matters.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know
how?
A St. Bernard.
Rhodesian Ridgebacks hunt lions in Africa, so that's a big dog, you know? You can't... that's a dog at least can take a dick. Oh, you can say a Yorkie? Yorkie?
Right. Yeah, you don't want a teacup. Nothing.
No, that Yorkie, that's a full-blown rape.
Now, that's the one, like, a few episodes ago, I mentioned concerns that if you double-teamed a midget, you might meet in the middle.
Yeah.
If biology wasn't in the consideration.
If
you banged one of those like teacup breeds, you might just kill it, go right to the front.
If you did that to a little teacup breed, you could probably put over a fire because you're basically spigoting it.
Right.
But this woman, this poor, poor woman, was at work, middle of the day, when her phone goes off, and she checks her message from her boyfriend, and she's treated to a 29-second video clip of her boyfriend fucking their dog.
Was that like a weird way to say it's over?
Nope. That was him getting curious and not being too careful about who
this
he sent it to.
Is going to get gross.
Thank nice. You, Rafa.
I think we actually nice. Have some audio of the event.
Raro?
You guys want to play the video?
Please, and then I would jump
okay,
in.
Okay, so here it
I'll
is.
I'll jump in after.
Check it out.
Get it.
Oh, hi, doggy.
You like that, don't you? You would, you beast.
He was Vincent Price?
Yeah.
As cats, that's a sound clip with cats and his new puppy.
It what? Oh, no.
Boo.
Oh, no.
Yo, man.
Damn.
She's so
Who
tight.
Wants to play a game?
I'll play a game.
Guess the jail time.
That's got to be fucked up, man. I want to say 30 to life.
I said 3 years.
Correct answer. You're both wrong. Nothing. He is now on the Britain sex offender list for 7 years.
I hope Clifford rapes him.
Big red dong.
It's Britain. They
so I hear like raping Rhodesian Ridgebacks.
Red rocket, son.
All right. So what's next here?
A conspiracy at the Denver airport. It's if you didn't need more evidence that the TSA sucks. This just came to light. In Denver, two TSA agents, a male and a female, are in trouble for kind of stacking the deck for the male, who was a gay gentleman, apparently, that whenever he saw a man that he found attractive walking through the security line, the female officer would trigger the random search alarm.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
But say that it was for a female passenger, so he was able to go in and give the full pat-down.
Sounds a little gay, bro.
Yeah.
That's because it was 100% gay. If this was a man-on-woman crime, it would be a huge deal. It's a man-on-man crime.
Here's my thing.
It should be a huge crime.
If you saw a picture of three naked bitches rubbing themselves all over a dude...
I have seen those pictures.
No, but like you'd be cool with it, right? But if you did the exact same opposite, that'd be rape.
You're ready? How you popped on the beat. Rape.
Hold on. Let me ask you this question. How many of you guys have traveled in on a plane and got called off to the side by a TSA?
Never. I'm white, man.
Okay. No, I'm the whitest guy there is.
Okay, let me go to Latino in the room.
Every time.
Every time. Every time. And when a guy pats you down, did you think anything else of it?
Well, he stayed mostly away from the crotch.
Dude, do you know how many times Lou had to explain what his pinata was about? It's like, it's not a bomb, it's a donkey, candy comes out.
But do you want to know how to get through...
Why is your bomb shaped like a donkey?
But do you want to know how to get through security? And it goes at a concert, it goes at TSA?
Be as wide as possible.
The minute they touch you, you smile, you nod, and you blow them a kiss. And they will not touch you.
I don't
you.
Know how well that works. I like being white and trustworthy.
No, but the minute you blow them a kiss, they're not going to touch you.
Well, in this case, in this story, that might get you to second base.
Yeah. He's going to be like, sorry,
in
sir.
In the butthole.
We're going to need a full cavity search now.
You might be doing the wobbly H with two TSA agents. Yeah.
Do you want to touch my wiener?
Like, I didn't think I'd end up in an Eiffel Tower at fucking O'Hare Airport.
Before long, he's going to be like,
you feel that in the back of your throat, bitch?
We're really getting some mileage out of the fucked up things we say.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's your favorite drop, man. I've heard that drop a lot. It's only been like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, I haven't heard in the butthole.
You know
a
what
lot.
The thing is? That's like, great. It's 100% genuine. You weren't doing a like an impression. That was 100% cats being cats.
You liked that.
I heard Inside Baseball for the record on another podcast today.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'll play it for you. Right. So anyway, this guy would just rub down dudes' crotches.
Oh, dude, that's gay as fuck.
He's a gay gentleman.
I'm not saying he's wrong or bad. Super gay.
No, he's gay. He is wrong because you shouldn't be rubbing down strangers. If it was a man on a woman, it would be wrong. If it's a man on a man, an unconsenting man, it's wrong.
No, that's why you work at the TSA, so you get to feel up people.
Yes.
Right?
I don't think that's the...
Every big titty bitch ever would get pulled up by the side by me. It'd be like, hey, look. What's on your titties?
And you would get in some big fucking trouble.
Nah,
you,
they were all
the point
ethnic.
Is, you were... rub another person's crotch, you're doing something wrong if it's a non-consensual act. This is a non-consensual act. It doesn't matter who is rubbing who.
You're telling me you're not going to be like, wow, this person's hot, I'm going to feel them up real quick?
I don't think that way, you rapist. Let's move on.
Miss, I can't let you pass unless I lick a titty.
Yeah, I could just imagine like cats getting to feel them titties and being like... like saluting the titties.
Think about every time you walk through TSA moving forward now.
God bless America.
Miss. Excuse me, miss. Don't let the terrorists win. Let me motorboat those titties.
Look, I'm going to get in there like an American eagle.
No, that's too aggressive, Lou. That's too aggressive.
You put the beak in?
Lou, I wouldn't want you to caca at any part of my body. It's too aggressive.
Well, I'm not going to do it to you.
Even if I was a hot chick, especially if I was a hot chick.
Like, we're going to pass a chemical weapons test. I'm going to need to do a full body scan and then let my supervisor smell my finger.
Nothing. But...
All right. Well, speaking of airports, we got another story out of an airport. Seattle. Mm-hmm. Airport. Baggage handler. In trouble. Guess why?
Weed. Something about weed.
No, no. This poor schmuck.
Chinese bitches.
No, well.
Chinese bitches? In the luggage?
No, exactly. No, no, no.
In the Philippines? In a mansion?
You got that quick.
This is another, just to give you some context, this is another shitty airport employee story. This guy was a lazy baggage handler. He fell asleep in the cargo hold of a airplane and woke up while it was in the air and started going, like, let me out. What happened? Where am I?
That's like a police academy skit.
Police
he
academy.
Called the cops, really? Yeah. Saying, I'm inside a plane and I feel like it's moving in the air. Can someone please stop it?
What jurisdiction was that, though? Because he's in the air flying.
Right.
Oh, international.
What do you call?
They shot him down with Stinger missiles.
Is 911 like a kind of like just wherever?
So this guy's lucky, A, that he was in a part of the plane that was depressurized and shit. B, lazy fuck, he decided to take a nap on a plane that was going to take off. See, they rerouted this fucking plane just for him. An entire flight was rerouted because this schmuck got caught in the baggage claim.
Well, that's not that bad considering, like, we've done stories where the plane was rerouted because someone took such a gnarly shit.
You do make a valid
point. That
people
were just vomiting profusely.
Oh. It was like the flight story version of the cruise we just talked about.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, falling asleep in the wrong place isn't as bad as taking a nuclear shit.
What if he did
duty, baby? Yeah.
What if they had to quarantine the plane?
What if he was in the baggage area and he's like, "Help! I'm trapped in here and I took a monster deuce."
What if he was walking on a plane and he saw the awesome blonde and he just wanted to Eiffel Tower that bitch?
Okay.
What? We are going to call the police after this. This guy needs to be on your registry.
This episode title, A Little Rapey.
Yeah.
No, I already got the hashtag for this.
A Little Rapey.
I got the hashtag.
Yeah. Let's save the hashtags at the end of the game.
Oh, I got to say that one again towards the end.
We got one more
Damn
story.
Damn it, I thought that was
last
good.
Story. Last story there, buddy.
We got one okay. more. Well, long story short.
I blew the load early.
That plane was rerouted, yada, yada, yada. Dude fired.
Clearly he's fired, dude. Like, no chance.
All right. Kid fell in a cheetah pit. What I found funny about the story is the kid lived, A. And the mother was stupid. She held the kid, a toddler, over the thing and then dropped the kid. Kid's a toddler. Dropped a toddler over a cheetah pit and the cheetahs were like, nah.
They didn't even leave their pit to but see this kid.
What sucked about it is the kid fell 12 feet.
And he lived.
Fucked his shit up, though.
Well, 12 feet's not that crazy, guys. Like,
but the cheetahs...
That's a good fall for a two-year-old.
For a two-year-old, it's... If you scale it up for us...
For a toddler.
That's crazy. That's several floors.
That's enough to break a shin.
Yeah, 100%.
He's unscathed?
He's scathed, but he wasn't eaten by cheetahs.
Right.
Did he come out with a powdery yellow flavoring all over him?
The doctor said it wasn't easy being cheesy.
You can't get rid of that shit. That shit's there to stay.
Mm. He's going to forever have, like, a little devil on his shoulder. He's going to be Chester Cheetah for the rest of his life. Final story.
Last one.
Final one.
Let's do it.
Cop's in trouble because he tickled the dead body.
That's stupid.
I am so glad you just did that.
Like, that's all, did the fingers.
That's all
know?
That was going through my head.
How are you spirit tickling a dead body?
We're tickling
please.
The ghosts.
Light as a feather, thick as a board. Light as a feather, stiff as a board.
Tickle the ghosts.
Weird scenario. Yeah. You would get paid $1 million, but you had a finger banging corpse.
Is she newly dead?
No, we don't have to Eiffel Tower her, right?
Forget how long she's been dead, but she's clearly dead.
And all you got to do is finger bang?
Yes, finger bang it.
Finger bang her hard.
It's kind of dry. You might have to use Vaseline at this point.
Oh, I'd do it 100%.
You have to use Vaseline.
I'd be Cactus Jack, like pew, 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 pew.
Okay, so lose a dirty motherfucker.
Repercussions?
There's none. Mental. Nobody gives a shit.
Just mental?
Yeah.
Finger dead body for how much?
A million.
Oh, yeah. Fuck it.
So welcome.
I'll set my dick in its throat. I don't give a shit. Show me the money first. Give me attaché case full of money.
Yeah.
$100 bills stacked neatly.
I want to say.
I'd do it on a pay-per-view special.
Fuck that corpse.
You could pay me in bitcoins. I wouldn't care. It'd be fun.
You could pay me in big pens. I won't give a fuck.
Right.
I'm down with it, man. It's my thing.
I'd beat up the corpse if it gave me extra
money. So they say it's all about the corpse and the dead bodies and $1 million, but guess what? If there's $1,000 on the line, I'm almost sure people in this room would fuck up dead bodies.
I'll do it then.
See?
$1,000 is still pretty good.
You like, posting that money? That's a rent check.
Right. I'll post $1,000 to the person that comes up with the most creative answer.
We're going for a drive.
Real quick.
Show me the money.
The body sexy?
No.
Nah.
It's dumpy and dead.
They might have been dead like
smelly
10 seconds ago.
So it looks like
it's not plus.
Like what? Like a Brian Posehn body?
I just got the text from a girl.
It's beard. Like a freshly killed Frankenstein.
Damn.
All right, so I think we deterred from our actual story. It was cheetahs?
There's a story?
Right, let Pete conduct right
We're
here.
We're going to finish this fucking Let's show finish if the it show. Kills me.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it.
California cop, this guy, dead body. Dead body was killed, shot and killed by police after leading them on a high-speed chase back in November. He was in the morgue, and the thing was out of the drawer, the dead body, and he just went to the feet, went tickle, tickle, tickle. And then he took the dead guy's head and was like treating it like...
Marionetted him?
Oh, yeah. And then he told the trainee in the coroner's room that he loved playing with dead bodies, and now he's in trouble.
Of course he is. Everything he did was illegal.
I will say, that's kind of funny, though.
Not really. What if I played your mom like a marionette in front of you? She's dead also.
It depends on how funny the bit is. Like, if it's not funny, I'm
if
like...
If it's a Jeff Dunham bit, I'm out. But nothing but racist old man jokes.
Jeff Dunham must be Irish for not funny.
The guy's the opposite of funny. I lose at Boulder Dash every week, and I'm more funny than he is. All right. On that note, we should... But don't be stupid, people.
All right.
I would say just...
Come out, hang out with the Paint It Black podcast... The Jew comes around once in a while to fucking straighten these bad boys
out. We have
out.
Tons of Jews
the
on this
Jew
show.
Comes around.
You're yes, just... I'm the one the Jew comes around, asshole.
Oh, I thought you meant like his accountant or something.
You guys don't have enough money for me to care about shit. Like,
don't worry, guys. You're still in the black.
Ish.
Ish.
Just stop buying WWF belts.
I actually got to show you that. I have
you really need belts. To cut down on your budget of pit bulls and shotguns.
So, you are single-handedly keeping Amazon in business.
So,
how many of these pop vinyl figures do you own?
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you...
There's no trading value.
Do you own stock in Funko?
Good. Go one more. Wait.
I'm glad to see you sold your shares of sleeves.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, here's the sound bite.
So we're going to move on to Pete giving the plugs.
And I then, know, and I'm just thinking about
Pete giving the plugs, and then we're hashtag it, we'll get out of here.
All right. So, should we hashtag the episode?
Let's do the hashtag first.
Do the hashtag first?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag!
Danny, just so you know, this is where we hashtag the name of the episode.
I already got mine.
What's yours? We'll start with you.
Chlamydia, it's the gift you share with everybody.
Did we talk about that?
I've heard briefly.
Let's
roll with this. He's just
kind of talking about what he believes in, really.
Yeah.
Brian,
so yours? Damn right.
We're going reverse clockwise. All right. Jews can't hold a liquor, I feel like.
Yeah. I have to be sober right now, too.
Lou, to you.
All right. I'm going to say hashtag I don't need your consent.
Not a huge deal. Right. Don't need your consent.
And mine would probably be hashtag Famous Dave's 5-beer funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you not recognize that Dave's not been here, it's because he's dead.
He puked in your kitchen.
He pitched. Jesus Christ. He's fucking like 40. Pete, please, can you give us our plugs?
Punchy as fuck, but here we go. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics and like us on Facebook. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, PodcastNation.net, YouTube. Check out the fucking YouTube. It's awesome. Louie, what am I missing?
We're on Instagram.
Scram.
Tumblr. Just started up the new Pinterest.
And that website's about to go live soon, right?
Yeah, it's like 95% done. We are basically just putting together the last, like, pins, dot in the eyes.
And while you're saying that, yeah. I should also mention things on Comixology app are coming along nicely. Soon you'll be able to find our books on there. You'll be able to check out our comic books for a low, low price. We're going to call this a night. So for myself and Danny and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.